Welcome to World Cafe, Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. As the lead singer for Thomas Lauderdale's globe-trotting lounge band Pink Martini, China Forbes performs in Italian, French, Japanese, and German. It seems like a difficult feat, but China Forbes has managed to pull it off. In fact, the New York Times has called the Massachusetts-born performer an unpretentious, pitch-perfect chanteuse. Recently, China Forbes decided to tackle another challenge. She's just come out with an album of personal tunes called 78. China Forbes says going the singer-songwriter route is pretty scary.
It's my songs, it's my vision, it's my sound. So it's all, I'm the one who is vulnerable this time. Usually Thomas takes all the hits, but
takes the heat, but yeah. Not today. Well, the new album is called 78, and there is a song in it which takes place, I guess, in that year. And
yes.
You were mentioning before we started that there are a number of melancholy tunes on this album.
I like sad songs for some reason. That's the kind of song I prefer, and I'm always more inspired to write when I'm sad. I think that's pretty common. It's a nice way to sort of make sense of difficult emotions. And once you write a song about it, it kind of makes it all better. So,
and the other way to look at it is the listener can appreciate it when they're sad as well.
Exactly. So hopefully it helps other people.
Well, this is China Forbes on her own, folks. And this is 78. And that is 78. That is the title track of China Forbes' singer-songwrieter album. I kept wanting to say debut, but it's not. So I'm trying to figure out exactly.
It feels like a debut.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to say, it is so strange to see you standing there holding the guitar and
it is.
And doing this. So it must be a little bit that way for you. Now, tell me if this song, obviously, this album has been a long time coming, but were the songs same way? Have they been collected over the years?
They have. That song I wrote in 1995 when I was in New York and doing a lot of singer-songwriter action. Doing action. I was doing the club circuit. And I wrote that song then. I wrote a couple of other songs in the album back then. But then when I moved to Portland, I had a house in Southeast Portland with a good basement where I made a studio. And I would write down there in my little cave while it was raining and then record some demos. And finally, I had a lot of songs and I really wanted to make this album. So I found Greg Williams, who had been recommended to me by many friends as the best drummer and producer in town. And I sought him out and we started recording just between Pink Martini tours when I had a couple of weeks off. And it was really fun because it was such a counterpoint to the big production of Pink Martini. It was just the two of us in the studio, and occasionally we would get another musician to come in and play a part. But I played a lot of instruments because in the studio it's so fun and safe to try new instruments.
Now, when you were first doing this, you were in New York City. This is sort of the portion where I let you sing the praises of Portland, because obviously making this record there has to be a whole lot different than it would feel like.
I found Portland, moving to Portland to be the sort of the soil I needed in which to grow as an artist. I found New York to be stressful. It was amazing and exciting, but there's something so neighborly and cozy about Portland, and you can be patient and slow down and take your time and really develop or allow things to grow as opposed to forcing them. And So I've loved being in Portland, and I think that I've changed for the better since I moved to Portland.
All these kind of horticultural images there, China, which is very Portland, too, if you've ever spent any time there. Anyway, well, let's hear another one. You want to do another?
Yeah, we're going to do a song I wrote with Charlotte Caffey from the Go-Go's. It's a song called When This Is Over, and I was lucky to meet her. Actually, when I sang the theme song to the TV show Clueless, she had co-written that song, and we then met and decided to write together and wrote a bunch of songs back in the late 90s. And this one was always my favorite.
China Forbes is playing live for us today on The Cafe, and that's another one from the new solo album. In fact, the one that begins it, When This Is Over, as I mentioned, a co-write with Charlotte Caffey, and actually the only co-write on the album. And and you and Thomas write together in Pink Martini. I'm curious. You met him at Harvard, and I know you both were in school there. What were you studying?
Not much. I started out as a studio art major. There's a department called VES, Visual and Environmental Studies, and I was a studio painter. And, you know, there's all these art history courses you have to take, and I did that for the first 2 years, and then I switched to English literature, which is just an excuse to not write a thesis. And my main focus was really theater, because that's really where I spent all my time. I did about 16 productions while I was there,
wow,
including over the summer. And so I feel like I majored in theater, but I actually didn't officially, because there was no theater major.
Now, did you think theater is what you would do afterwards, or were
I
you
did,
thinking
and
what?
I actually did theater for 2 years in New York City. I did some regional and off Broadway productions. I was in a play with Rainn Wilson, who's now on The Office.
Exactly.
He's hilarious. So that was fun, and so I had that experience for a couple of years, but I didn't like the fact that in order to do work, I needed to be cast and go to millions of auditions and wait for that opportunity. So I started focusing on my music and just gigging around New York City and liking the autonomy of that. I ditched the theater.
It's kind of interesting to, you know, obviously that's tough, and that you're playing to a lot of places where nobody knows who you are, and mm-hmm. it's just, but you're kind of lucky, though. Now, here you go on this tour introducing yourself as a singer-songwriter, and you're going to have an audience everywhere you go already.
That is amazing, and it's I was nervous about whether Pink Martini fans would understand this total about-face musically, but a lot of people have been coming to the shows and saying, this is great, keep doing it, you know, and there are many older fans who I wouldn't have thought would have been the target audience, but they're coming and they're supportive, so that's been so great.
Excellent, excellent. Well, good songs. China Forbes is our guest, and where are we going next?
This is a song called One Less Word. I wrote it after I had a fight, the first fight with my boyfriend, and it's grammatically incorrect, one less word, but it doesn't sing as well as one fewer word doesn't sing as well as one less word, so I went with it.
One fewer word doesn't sing at all.
One fewer word.
No.
No, it doesn't work.
No.
Last night.
One Less Word, finishing up our World Cafe session with China Forbes. Forbes has a new album called 78. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and xpn.org. If you'd like to hear more of my conversation with China Forbes along with full performances, visit worldcafe.npr.org. Thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.